Touching down at Leonardo da Vinci Airport after a long-haul flight many thought the Prime Minister wouldn't make.
Well, it's great to be here. The G20 meeting in person. This is very important. This is the first opportunity we've had to do this since we all met back in Osaka. And so the opportunity for us to come here at a pivotal time for the world's largest economies to be focusing on the road ahead.
As the chorus builds for COP26 action, it's been an arduous battle within the coalition government to get to this position. A mid-century target Scott Morrison says is significant.
The Australia's commitment for net zero by 2050, as you all know, is a significant commitment from Australia, and I'm looking forward to updating other leaders on our plans and programs, particularly on our keenness to work with other countries on those technology breakthroughs. That frankly, when you're talking about hitting net zero emissions, it's the same sort of challenge the world faces when you're looking for a vaccine to end a pandemic. It's only through those solutions that all around the world will ultimately address this very big challenge.
Over 100 countries are already at that point, some G20 members wanting to go even further, pushing to put an end date on coal mining and coal-fired power stations. Australia finding support from the world's biggest carbon emitters, India and China all resisting the push. Mr. Morrison is standing by his position, which he says is in Australia's national interest.
Our policy is very clear. We're not engaged in those sort of mandates and bans. That's not the Australian government's policy, won't be the Australian government's policy.
Far away from Roman ruins, opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government needs more ambitious climate goals.
At the moment, there's no new coal-fired power stations under construction in Australia. That's not because they're outlawed, it's because the market is speaking. Clean energy is the cheapest form of new energy.
Director of the Australian National University's Institute for Climate, Professor Mark Howden, says more action is needed.
We're looking backwards rather than forwards, and other countries are looking for the opportunities associated with the energy transition, with moving wholesale to a lower emissions economy and avoiding the impacts of climate change.
But this is not the only issue on the Prime Minister's G20 agenda. Scott Morrison will call on world leaders to help crack down on social media companies, arguing the tech giants should expose anonymous users that abuse and defame others. It's not the first time he's used a global forum for this cause, and he'll be projecting that message in a theatre of a different kind, hoping to get support from the world's most powerful leaders.
We can't have a digital world that plays by different rules to the real world, and that is really our challenge as countries, to set out really what our expectations are of digital platforms to ensure that they are providing a safe environment.
In Rome, Pablo Viñales, SBS News.